I'm Cody from Game Life Balance US, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other geeky podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment, shenanigans alike, welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
And I'm Wing.
And this week we are talking about Suicide Squad.
Yeah. So I just want to maybe give my end a little on that one, but I had a lot of fun with this movie. I know there's been a couple of edits. I don't know what they did, but this version works for me.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's as bad as everyone says. I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, it's not like an Oscar movie, or I don't know what people were expecting about this, but it was fun. In my opinion, right now, this is one of the strongest of the DC universe, because until you walk out and you have your refrigerator moment, you have a good ride, and the way they've interlaced the music in it keeps it going at moments where it would be kind of down.
Right.
So I loved it.
I can see that. It was, for people I really didn't know about or give a shit about, I really enjoyed it. You know, way better than even the Dawn of Justice or whatever.
Agreed. That is a stronger movie than Dawn of Justice. And it's funny enough that these are characters that the mainstream people don't know much about. They don't have the same mystique as a Batman, a Superman, a Lex Luthor. But for some reason, the interplay with the character works. Well, my big problem is this. Is that they're supposed to be super badass. Are they really super badasses that much? They're badass at what they do, but are they bad? Are they really the bad guy? Maybe Harley Quinn, but besides that.
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty badass. I mean, they all are, supposedly. They're just badasses in their own right, you know? But I don't know about Captain Boomerang or any of that shit, but...
Yeah, that's it. They don't feel much like villain. I mean, Deadshot is like the killer with the heart of gold. The way they depict Killer Croc, the whole society is against him, and he killed a couple of people. The Diablo, El Diablo, burned his family, but not really because he wanted to. I can go on, and like you said, Captain Boomerang, well, we just don't know. He was robbing banks, and he got arrested by the Flash, and here he comes in a bag on the first day, you know?
Yeah, no, that was interesting how they actually fleshed out all the people with barely any story. The little bit of Joker was cool, giving Harley Quinn electroshock therapy. I like the take on the mouth tattooed on his hand.
Yeah, he's always doing the smile thing with his hand, with the tattoo.
Yeah, that worked well.
That was cool. The tattoos work well. The style that everybody was worried about worked really well for me. Like the pimp, on quote-unquote, Joker.
Yeah, I know it worked. It'll be exciting to see all the... cut scenes when those come out.
Yeah, the way the actor is talking, they have like half an hour of stuff lying on the ground there.
I don't know. I could kind of tell that What's-Her-Face was going to be the big bad right away.
The Sorceress?
Yeah.
She has one of
She's like the most powerful one of all. Enchantress,
yes. She has one of the best moments at the start when you have the end thing where the dark end takes her white and it turns and then she's that. I was like, oh, that character is going to be great. But then she turns into any other villain that wants to destroy the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she was at that point in time just back to the cliche, I'm going to rule the world with my brother.
Yeah, there you go. And his brother was like shooting giant tentacles at subways and stuff. That was weird.
Yeah, it felt very Akira. I think I have that written down somewhere. Slightly Akira-like, yeah.
Yeah, true. Some anime influence thrown in there a little bit left and right. I agree.
It was Deadshot's daughter. Otherwise, Deadshot would have shot Batman.
Yeah, the Deadshot Batman stuff was cool.
When Deadshot gets the gun and aims. Ames, if this man shoots me, I want you to kill him and then clear my browser history.
Yeah. Yeah, clearing the browser history was very important. I would have liked him to shoot him, actually. He's a villain. He's a bad guy. Yeah, just shoot that guy.
Yeah,
and get
but you're around
anyway.
But you're around that many guards. You're going to just get shot, you know?
They would have recruited him anyway.
True. Deadshot just going all organic and shit when he starts playing with all the guns and ammo.
Yeah, he's like, you motherfucker are crazy. And he just starts shooting everything. That's good. And how many bullets do you have to put through a sheet of metal so that you can actually go through?
I have no clue. I've never done it.
You don't have that good of a aim.
I had to read it a few times because I wrote it in a darkened theater. But and if her grade starts slipping, you need to wipe people that shit. I don't even know what that means.
You need to wipe people that shit.
It was so great. When he was talking about getting his daughter through all Ivy League colleges and shit.
Yeah. Well, if we skip to the ending when he's trying to explain maths and she's like, when you shoot someone with a sniper and he starts explaining, he's like, yeah, but then you have the weight of the bullet, the caliber, the curvature of the earth.
Yeah, you actually do.
I'm like, oh my God, how far are you shooting?
Any relatively long shot you take into the consideration, the curvature of the earth.
That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like most snipers nowadays, well, not just the ones in movies, they're, you know, the curve bullets and like whatever that stupid movie was.
Wanted.
Yeah, which was fun, but anyways. Was the Joker purring and growling?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, he was purring.
Sure.
But it's funny because they didn't overuse him, so that worked well. But I like that middle part where he's just coming for Harley Quinn. And then you think he's dead for a second.
Well, you knew he wasn't going to
be
dead.
But they just move on. So he just came to stir the pot. And I think that's how you should use the Joker. Not too much. Just stir the pot with him and then move away.
How fucked up is it that the most powerful one of them just has to mumble some shit in her sleep and then she can cause more damage and destruction?
That's crazy. That is crazy. You're still talking about Enchantress?
Yeah, stream of conscious as I'm flipping through my notes through the movie.
Yeah.
What I mean, you know, next thing is she falls asleep and mumbles Enchantress, and all of a sudden she wakes up and poof and wakes up her brother.
But that's something that is where the movie we're going to get into some negative into the movies, is that all these characters are basically just a front. So there's nice multiple personality disorder that could have been used there. They just don't. Then you have the relationship with Rick Flag, which Rick Flag is a fun character. And then this one is basically the boyfriend of the Enchantress. Those two characters, they
June didn't... Moon.
June Moon.
That was her name. June Moon. Come on.
It's a comic book. Come on.
But she's like Laura Croft, right? She's like a Tomb Raider.
Yeah,
she's like an archaeologist.
Yeah, and her name is June Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, has the Enchantress in her, and she's like dating Rick Flag.
Yeah.
Again, he's all patriotic and shit, and I'm like, God damn it, Rick Flag.
Yes, Rick Flag. Mr. Flag is really patriotic. It's a comic beef.
I know. You otherwise irritate or vex me, you die.
He's cool though. What he's doing is kind of fun. And when he turns, Will Smith find the paperwork, and he's like, explain this to everybody. The character could have had some gravitas, but they just don't go with it at all. They just like storm through this character because it seemed that they really decided to get the focus on the three character of Deadshot, Harley Quinn, and Diablo. El Diablo is kind of fun. He has a nice backstory, the way he moves through the movie not attacking at first and then just letting
him. He's barely there at a lot of it, you know?
Yeah, but at the end, he turns into a giant Diablo?
Yeah. Yeah, true.
You know, that's kind of cool. That was a fun reveal. I mean, it's not like Captain Boomerang that does nothing.
No, he threw a thing and slit someone's throat, I think.
Yeah, he threw two things.
If you like a girl, could you light a cigarette with your pinky? Because that would be classy. I loved all of her lines. She was great.
Yeah, she is the highlight of the movie, I think. At that point, they should just have done a Joker and Harley Quinn movie.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been as good.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I love your perfume. What is it? The stench of death. How do they all live through the helicopter tumble?
I have no idea. It's a comic.
Especially Rick Flag.
Yeah. Well, they're like, we're going to get people to replace Superman, and no one has decent power in there. I mean, oh, you have the guy that can't that can't miss. You have the crazy girl, the guy who looks like a crocodile.
The guy who can climb up any surface. I'm like, wow, that's a pretty lame fucking thing. And then he's the guy who escapes, and they blow his head off. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. He didn't say more than three words.
Yeah, Slipknot was basically just there to show you that, yeah, the
no,
the
no, that's a killer app. He was there for that line.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Stay evil, dollface.
At least the Flash showed up to capture Captain Boomerang. There's at least that.
Didn't he? Wasn't there another one though? Didn't he capture someone else or something too?
No,
there was a line about it though. Something like,
oh, maybe
there was a red blur or
maybe, but we only had one scene with the Flash. Well, one scene.
Scene, yes, correct.
Yeah, scene is a big world. And we had two with Batman, which the Batman scenes were cool.
I thought they were really cool.
That's how you use Batman in the universe. Just a little bit here and there, and doesn't have to be all about him. And it works. It works.
Harley kicking ass in the elevator with the bat.
Okay, the scene is fun, but doesn't that seem tacky? I mean, she walks in, she goes to the elevator, she fights, everybody's waiting for her upstairs. I was like...
Doesn't it seem like what?
Like, just, like, tacked in. They just put that there, like, at the last minute or something. This is clearly a reshoot.
Well, yeah, I could see that. But she says, you know, her witty little line of, I don't know. I don't know, it was fun. It worked.
It did
work. She needed a little ass-kicking scene.
But that's the thing with this movie. If you just go there to have fun and have a laugh, you're going to have a good time. If you're going there to analyze the DC universe, it's not that kind of movie.
I like the differences they did. Harley being the one to get shoved into the vat of chemicals and him following.
Yeah.
That's cool. But that was...
He doesn't shove her down. She jumps.
Well, he tells her. And she was so wrecked at that time, he basically shoved her.
Yeah, but she decided to go by herself. My point is there. He didn't actually push her.
He tell her, though?
He told her, but okay. He didn't push her. Nah, so at that point, right. The job with her brain was so done that she would just do it. And the face of the Joker before he turns and he's like, ah, shit.
Right.
And you see in his eyes, like, he's like, I kind of like her. Damn it. I'm going to go back for her because they're... They took away a lot what I've heard of the violence between them to make the love between those crazy characters work a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah. But because yes, there was way more scene where he tortures her, so they cut that out.
What about the little flame person he put in the cup?
Oh yeah, that's cool.
It was just a cool little.
That was fun that he could do actually shape with the fire and everything.
Right, like make it move and it, you know. That whole little scene where Rick Flag comes back into the bar and asks them all for their help, tells them all they're free to go. You know, your daughter writes you every day, yeah. Every single day. And then, Harley's the first one to go, I'll come. And she's like, what, you got something better to do? Pussies.
Yeah. Well, she, yeah.
She's such a smart ass.
She is a smart ass. And she pushed everyone's to actually do what they have to do. And when you get in their heads and she sees herself with the Joker with no makeup, no face bleach, with the kids, that was fracked up at that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they all started to figure it out, but I don't know.
But another fracked up thing, when you see the Joker the first time, he's laying on the floor and there's a bunch of stuff around him. There's some baby onesies in there.
Are there really? I just know there's a bunch of knives.
No, there's baby onesies in there. Why? I'm not sure I want to know.
Huh.
Dum, dum, dum. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It was a lot more entertaining and fun than I thought it would be. I need to see it again.
Yeah. I need to see it again on video. I don't think I'm going to go see that in theater again. But when that shows up on Netflix, oh, for sure, I'm going to watch that one more time. And if they release another cut, they said they would not, but they have another cut, so who knows?
They'll release it, just like they weren't going to release another R-rated Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, there you go. But they released it almost the next day, so.
Right. Now, well, 2 to 4 weeks later, but that's basically the next day.
Yeah, so here you go. I mean, the next day they were talking about they had another cut. I didn't see the movie, and they were talking about the new cut. Yeah, at that point.
I'm a whore for what you call it nowadays, Amazon Instant Video. So even if it's not on their Prime side, I'll still, whether I buy the movie or not, I'll still pay $3 to $4 to rent it or whatever it is.
Good man.
Yeah, whatever. Keep shit getting made.
Yeah, true. If we want to have the shit that we like keep getting made, hey, we need to pay for it.
And sometimes you'll get shit. You still got to pay for that, too.
I'm waiting for that transfer reboot.
Yeah. I thought you said transfer, and I was like, oh, what's that? And then I realized what you had said.
Yeah, I said transfer. Yes, the transfer reboot. That's going to be great.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, we're not watching that.
I'll watch it by myself. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
I doubt it, but okay, hopefully they make 6 as well.
Yeah, here you go. Maybe they can make like 1 through 6 in one movie so we can end up as a girl at the end. That would be great.
What? No.
Yes. He's a girl in the 6th Transfer. I told you.
I don't even remember you. I mean, I remember you telling us about it, but I don't remember anything that you told us about it.
Okay.
Anyways, whatever.
Are you ready to rate this one?
Yeah. Why not?
So for Suicide Squad, are you going Legendary, Legends of Its Time, Cult Legend, Awesome, Entertaining, Mabel, Forgettable, Abysmal, or Spring Breakers, Islander, Beef? Where do you stand?
I got to say, on first watch, it was a solid entertaining. It could probably go up from there. It could become awesome. I don't know. I really enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would, but I still didn't have any super feelings towards any of it, as if that makes any sense. I like seeing new people in the world. Deadshot was cool to figure something out about, but I think they wrote him extra heavy just because of Will Smith. Harley Quinn was a lot of fun. Croc didn't say much. The Human Torch or Flame or whatever he was,
El
Diablo. Didn't do a lot. El Diablo, that's right, but he was still pretty damn cool. I don't know, it was a lot of fun. It was witty comments. Mr. Flag was fun. I don't know. I will see it again for sure, and then I can revisit it. But I have to give it a solid, solid awesome. I mean, entertaining.
And I'm going to follow suit with a solid, solid entertaining. This movie, we had to wait a couple of weeks to see it, so all the reviews were out, and they had, like, said it was shit. And I was like, you know what, whatever, I want to see it. It's the next DC Universe thing. And maybe because my expectation, I didn't have high expectation at first, then they went super high with the trailers and everything, and just before seeing the film, the movie, they went down. So after seeing Star Trek, we just, like, but another ticket and get into Suicide Squad, and we had lots of fun. We laughed a bunch. It's, you know, it was just easy, and that's what this movie is. Is it a great movie? No, it's not. It's not a great movie. It's just easy to laugh at it. It's just easy to let yourself go in it. So for it, I'm gonna give it a solid entertaining. I think, yeah, you should see this movie as soon as it comes in video.
Yeah, it doesn't take itself too seriously.
Yeah, that was good. So.
All right. Well, last word.
I'm going to go with pudding.
I'm going to go with bat.
Nice.
This has been episode 304 of Legends Podcast Suicide Squad. I'm Beef saying, yeah, I could see a Harley and Joker movie.
And I'm Wing saying, would you die for me? Oh, no, that's too easy. Would you live for me?
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.